You know that exact moment. You sit down at your desk. The coffee is perfectly hot. Your phone is on Do Not Disturb, and you've got your entire morning blocked out to finally be productive.
Oh, I know this feeling.
Right. And then nothing happens. You open up a new document, and that little black cursor just blinks at you.
Just mocking you.
Yes. It's rhythmic, it's unrelenting, and you've just hit the universal wall of blogger's block. Suddenly, it feels like the creative well has completely dried up, and you're convinced you will never have another, original thought for as long as you live.
It is a genuinely terrifying feeling when that happens. I mean, it's like staring into a void where your ideas used to be. But the reality is, you aren't broken.
No.
Your creativity hasn't evaporated, and you definitely are not out of ideas forever.
Which is such a massive relief.
Exactly. It's just a momentary glitch in the matrix. Your brain is trying to pull from an empty file cabinet when it just needs to look in a different drawer.
That is the core reason we are so fired up to welcome you to the Pickup Podcast today. We are going to permanently fix that glitch right now. I am your host, Bill Pitcott, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here today.
And I am Annabelle Pitcott, so excited to be co-hosting this with you today.
We are absolutely thrilled you're sitting down with us. All of today's incredibly valuable, highly actionable information is drawn directly from Pidcot.
The best stuff.
Yeah, specifically, this entire deep dive comes directly from the bestseller ebooks on our ebook store. You genuinely need to go visit www.pidcot.com/books to download.
You really do.
These strategies are the definitive cure for the blank page.
But before we dive into dismantling writer's block, we have a quick request for you. We'd love for you to subscribe to our channel if you haven't. Activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating. We appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating to propel this podcast to help others too.
All right, our mission for this deep dive is to exhaustively unpack 6 dynamic, foolproof content strategies from Pickup.
6 of them, yeah.
And these aren't just vague prompts. They are structured frameworks that work for any niche at any stage. So let's look at the first drawer we can open when we're stuck, which is becoming the definitive source for news updates in your space.
Yeah, the authority play. This relies on a very fundamental human drive. I mean, we all crave information, and more importantly, we are biologically wired to want to feel ahead of the curve.
Right. Everyone wants to be an insider.
Exactly. Your audience wants to feel like insiders. So if there are new software tools or, regulatory changes in your industry, maybe surprising statistics that shift the landscape, your platform needs to be the place they hear about it.
Okay, let me playfully challenge the practicality of that for a second.
Go for it.
Let's say there's a massive new software update in my industry. Literally, every single creator is going to be writing about that exact same tool on the exact same day.
Oh, absolutely.
So if I just write another post saying, Software X released version 2.0, aren't I just adding to the absolute mountain of noise?
Well, yes, if you do it like that, but that is the crucial distinction you have to make. You are not a wire service.
Right.
You are not trying to compete with a generic Google News feed. If your readers just wanted the dry facts, they would go read the official press release.
That makes sense.
They are coming to you for your specific opinion. You have to synthesize that news. So, is this new update a total game changer, or is it just pure marketing hype?
So it's less about breaking the news and entirely about breaking down the news.
Exactly. It's the angle. Your angle is what cuts through the noise.
Okay. But the Pidcot sources also emphasize that news doesn't just have to be external industry stuff, right? There is massive leverage in internal news.
Oh, huge leverage. The power of transparently sharing your own updates is amazing. Transparency is a mechanism so many creators completely misunderstand.
How so?
Well, we have this habit of waiting for a massive announcement. Creators think they only have permission to post an update if they landed a million-dollar client or completely redesigned their website.
Right, the big shiny stuff.
Yeah, but you shouldn't wait for the big news. You need to share the small wins.
Give me a sense of what a small win actually looks like in practice.
It looks like sharing that you just hit your first 500 email subscribers, or announcing a small tweak to your pricing model and explaining exactly why you did it.
Okay.
The audience is rooting for you. When you share small wins honestly, your audience feels like they are physically on the journey with you.
So a highly actionable way to implement this would be a monthly What's New post.
Yes, perfectly said.
And you keep it incredibly punchy, like use quick bullet points, give your unfiltered take, and offer a transparent forward look at what you're working on next. You are literally training your audience to form a habit of returning.
Which leads us perfectly to the next psychological layer, the trust builder. Because while sharing news builds your authority, authority alone is cold.
Right.
Authority makes people respect you, but vulnerability builds trust. People don't buy products, you know? They buy into people.
So we're talking about the origin story. And not the sanitized, PR-friendly version. We're talking about the messy stuff.
The really messy stuff.
Why did you actually start? What were the exact problems you were trying to solve? Your first-year mistakes? And most importantly, those I almost quit moments.
Those moments are pure content gold. I mean, most people never mind that territory because they desperately want to appear perfect. But perfection is inherently boring.
It's so unrelatable.
Exactly. Nobody has a perfect journey.
It reminds me of watching the blooper reel at the end of a big movie.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
You sit there and watch these incredibly polished actors for 2 hours. It's impressive but distant. Then the credits roll, and you see them completely forgetting their lines or just uncontrollably laughing at themselves.
Yes.
It instantly makes you love them so much more. Admitting you had absolutely no idea what you were doing at first is just brilliant.
It humanizes the whole thing. And you need to flesh out that humanization even further. If you are a solo creator, pull back the curtain. Share your workspace, your weird creative process, or even the exact writing playlist you listen to.
And if you have a team, you have to spotlight them.
Oh, absolutely.
Detail the power of culture content. What do you fundamentally stand for? What are the things you refuse to compromise on? Or just your weirdest working habits? It creates compounding brand loyalty.
Because you are transitioning your brand from a faceless entity to real people. But here's the catch. At a certain point, once you told your story, the next natural step is to let others do the talking.
Passing the mic. Customer testimonials.
Exactly.
But let's be real. A generic quote that says, great product, 5 stars, does nothing.
It's invisible. One detailed customer story obliterates any polished product description. Because it's real. Your readers crave that reality, just like checking online reviews before buying anything.
So how do we expand the mechanisms to make it a real story?
Don't settle for a star rating. Ask highly specific questions. What was happening before they found you? What changed after?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and what would they tell a friend on the fence? You turn this into a full narrative with real quotes and context.
And the ultimate mechanism for this is video, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. A natural 30-second video clip shot on a phone completely crushes 3 paragraphs of text. You just take that video, embed it in your blog, drop it in your email, and put it on socials.
So I have to ask you, the listener, directly, how do you feel about letting your audience's voice carry your message for a while? I know it feels underused, but it is flawlessly effective.
Passing the mic like that actually brings us to an even more counterintuitive idea.
Oh my goodness, I am practically laughing just thinking about this next one because it sounds absolutely terrifying for most creators. But hey, before we get into the generosity hack, we have a quick reminder for you to visit www.pitcot.com. And while you're there, subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating.
Okay, let's unpack this terrifying concept. We are talking about intentionally giving the spotlight to your peers through site recommendations.
Right, which feels so counterintuitive. Linking out to other people's content, like other tools, blogs, or podcasts.
Right.
Bloggers are usually terrified of losing traffic.
Yeah, they hold on to it so tightly.
Why would I purposefully usher my audience out the door?
It's the psychology of it.
Yeah.
You aren't losing credibility. You are actually becoming the trusted curator.
So it's exactly like being an incredible DJ. You didn't write the songs, you didn't produce the beats, but everyone loves you for the playlist.
Exactly. They trust your taste. So you discuss this in a monthly or quarterly resources I'm loving format. But limit it to, like, three to five hyper-specific items.
Keep you curated.
Right. And you compare saying, I like this podcast, with saying, this specific podcast episode changed how I think about pricing.
Provide the context.
Mm.
And we really need to highlight the networking mechanism here. When you tag those creators you recommend, it leads to organic shares, guest posts, and partnerships.
The blogosphere really rewards generosity.
It's an abundance mindset. But as we move through these Pitcot strategies, reading a great recommendation is still a passive act.
It is.
How do we make the listener or reader actually do something? We need to transition them from passive to active.
Because the difference between a reader and a fan is participation. Engaged readers comment, they share, they vote, and they return.
So let's expand the tactics here. Polls seem like the absolute easiest entry point.
The lowest friction, yes.
You just ask about their biggest blogging challenge or hours spent working. And this is brilliant because it's secretly just free research for your next 10 posts.
Exactly. They are literally handing you your content calendar. Then you can scale up to contests and giveaways.
Oh, those can double email signups in a week.
They can, but you have to keep prizes strictly relevant to the ideal reader. Do not just use expensive bait.
Right. No free iPads unless you run an Apple blog.
Exactly. Keep the entry simple, like follow, share, comment to avoid friction. Another great interactive tool is quizzes.
Like, what type of blogger are you?
Yes! People love learning about themselves. You can use tools like Typeform or Interact. It taps into their identity.
And even if you don't build a whole quiz, just asking simple questions works. Ending a post with, "What's your take on this?" can ignite a multi-day comment section.
It really can, just giving them permission to speak up.
Okay, but I can hear the listener asking, what if I don't have the time to build a quiz or write a huge story today? What if I am slammed?
That is exactly why Pitcot includes the quick wins, the daily tips, and practical insights.
Right, not every post needs to be a 2,000-word magnum opus.
Definitely not. A tight 3-minute tip can instantly change how someone works.
It's the espresso shot of content marketing.
I love that. Yes, the espresso shot. You share everyday shortcuts, early mistakes that cost you time, or things you wish someone told you in year one. You get in, be useful, and get out.
And you can format this into actionable structures, like a tip series, 30 days of productivity, or weekly SEO insights, or even a lessons learned post, like what I learned from 100 posts. It builds a publishing structure.
And the ultimate system for this, the golden rule from the source, is keeping a running list in your phone's notes app.
Oh, this is so smart.
Right. Every time someone asks a question, whether it's through email, comments, or in real life, you log it in that notes app.
And boom, that's your content calendar.
Exactly. If one person asked it, 100 others are wondering the same thing.
So synthesizing this entire deep dive journey from Pitcot's source, Creative Block isn't a red light.
Not at all.
It's just a signal to switch gears. If you can't write a huge guide, write an espresso shot tip. If you can't write your origin story, pass the mic to a customer.
There is always another drawer to open.
Which brings us to our final push. We demand action from you, the listener. Pick one of these six ideas right now. Open a new doc, write the first paragraph, and let the momentum carry you. Your readers are waiting for your honesty and utility.
And, you know, before we go, I want to leave you with a provocative thought that isn't directly in the source text, but builds on everything we've talked about.
I'm all ears.
In a world where AI can write a generic article in 2 seconds, how much more valuable do your messy origin stories and deeply human experiences become?
Oh, wow.
Right? The more automated the internet gets, the more people will crave you.
That is incredibly profound. They will crave you. Your humanity is the premium.
Exactly. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.
And remember, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too.
Thank you for being there with us, and don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating. And be sure to visit www.pitcot.com. See you next time.